I was born.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today. The value of coin increased by 0.01 cents today to $3.48. What is your coin worth today?
Breakfast with Gary Ryan and Tim Watson.
That's a thumb in the eye. And that's the reason why you saw the immediate swelling. That's what happens when you get thumbed in the eye. I've been in the business 23 years. It doesn't happen with a headbutt.
Well, there wasn't a headbutt.
Andrew Maloney, the outrage over this is outrageous, Wispy. He was fighting for the WBA Super Flyweight title, a rematch with Josh Franco in Vegas. He had him on toast in three rounds, closed his eye, which happens when you're winning, and all of a sudden they decide it was a no contest because of an accidental headbutt. I don't know where this is. I hope that they appeal it. Andrew Maloney has been kind enough to join us from Las Vegas. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Great to talk to you. I'm actually watching Fox Sports News right now, and I'm watching the replay here, and this is outrage. We are outraged. We're taking this up on your behalf. Where does it all sit right now?
So am I, mate. So am I. And we're actually at the Top Rank office at the moment. Just had a good meeting with Bob Arum, who's also furious that the Nevada Commission didn't overturn that decision, and we're in the process now of trying to get it overturned. And that's where we are at the moment.
So, in your eyes, how did you close the eye of Josh Franco? I mean, I've watched it all. I've seen it on the news. I've watched the actual replays, slow-moed it all. There's some it happens, I would imagine, 100 times in a fight where your heads come together ever so slightly. In your eyes, how did you close that eye?
I've got no doubt in my mind that damage to the eye was from a punch. I remember landing the jab and then seeing immediately that eye swell up. And you know, I've had head clashes in fights, and you know when they happen, you obviously feel them. And at no stage in that fight did we have any sort of significant head clash that would have done that sort of damage.
Andrew, can you believe their reaction, the worldwide reaction to what took place?
No, it's been crazy, the amount of support I've had since the fight. Thousands of messages online and everyone showing their support and telling me what Franco knows himself, that I'm the real champion.
Did you get a direct message from the British actress Dame Helen Mirren? She's been one of the people out there that have been tweeting what a disgrace this decision was.
Yeah, that's right. She actually put up an Instagram post and showed her support and said that, you know, this whole thing was a joke and that I should have been the champion. So, yeah, and I've had a lot of other sort of big names as well reach out, so it's been great.
And rapper LL Cool J, or as Gary likes to call him, LJ Cool Guy, he's reached out as well, has he?
Yeah, that's right. And Joe Rogan and a couple of NBA players and big names in the UFC and, a lot of big actors and everyone around the world all showing their support. So it's been really good and... hopefully we can get this decision overturned, but at worst, it looks like we're going to have a third fight against Franco, and we're hoping we can bring it down to Australia.
What's Big Bob saying? What's his course of action?
We've got some lawyers involved to try and get this decision overturned, but Bob has also said that Franco has one more fight on his contract with Top Rank, and he'll make sure that that's against me, and he's going to do what he can to bring that fight to Australia.
Oh, that would be outstanding. Where would you have that fight? Would it be here in Melbourne?
I'd love it to be in Melbourne. That's where I grew up and where all my family and friends are. So it'd be amazing to finally win that title back in Australia, in Melbourne, in front of all my friends and family. And that'll make all of what we've been through all worthwhile.
I tell you what, Tim here is running. He's got a business called Wisp Promotions, which he wouldn't mind getting behind this fight, Wisp.
Love to. You might get my people to speak to your people, Andrew. What do you think?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Hey, look, it's a nice name, Andrew Maloney, but one of the first things I'd do if I took control of you, Andrew, I might be changing your name to something that sounds a little bit more fightish.
Is that right? What do you reckon we change it to, mate?
I don't know. We need to come up with something. Look, we've got a great audience here that listens to our program. I'm sure they can come up with something.
In the blue corner, fighting Andrew the Masher Maloney.
What about the Masher?
I'll go by the Monster.
The Monster.
I was planning. Yeah, so that's maybe a bit better for you, mate.
Yeah, no, we like the monster. So if that was to go ahead, if you were to have your third fight against Josh Franco on the back of this hype and, you know, this outrage of you've been robbed, when would it likely be?
We're talking about doing the fight in April. It's only early stages yet, but, yeah, hopefully we can get it done for April and hopefully in Melbourne, but anywhere in Australia would be great just to have the, you know, home ground support and, you know, to not be ripped off like this again over here in Nevada.
Would it be for the big bag, the big purse, would it be?
Oh, they're never big enough.
Well, Bob's got plenty.
When Wisp gets behind it, it'll be one of the biggest fights we've had in this state. Don't worry about that, Andrew. We are right with you. We can't believe what's taken place. So hopefully when you get back into Australia, you can come into the studio and have a chat with us. It'll be fantastic. So good luck with it all, and let us know how you get on.
Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
I'm Andrew.
Andrew the Masher, Monster Maloney.
Andrew there. Doesn't sound right, does it? I can't call him. I can't call him Andrew.
Monster. Just call him the Monster.
Monster. What about Mad Dog Maloney?
Oh, it's been used. Hey, just on Dames.
Yes.
Right, with LLJ, what do I call him?
Well, you called him LJ Cool Guy. Yeah. His real name's LL Cool J.
It got me thinking about rapper names, right?
Mm, you got something there for me?
No, so I Googled it. Mm. What about some of these names? Blockjoy JB, Chance the Rapper, Cupcake. Do you know Cupcake's work?
Not familiar with Cupcake.
Designer. This is my favourite. Fetty Wop. Don't know what that means. Future. G-Eazy. Yeah. Is he related to G-Money? G-Eazy?
Distant. Distant relation, yeah.
Is it? Gucci Mane, he's got a Gucci sponsorship. Yep. Have you heard of these blokes?
Yeah, I have.
You have not heard of Gucci Mane.
I've heard it. He's an Atlanta rapper.
Is he?
Yes.
J. Cole, J. Rock. And then I got down to the L's, right?
Yeah.
Gee, there's a lot of Lils.
Is there? Lil?
Lil Peep, Lil Pump, Lil Strut, Lil Skies, Lil Uzi Vert.
Why don't
there's
we,
a lot of Lils.
Why don't we take a little break?
Nice. The best rapper you've heard.